Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now Be'ezes Hashem up to the Gemara in Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, which begins with the Mishnah before in Daf Kuf Mem Amar Beis. The Mishnah brings down the following halacha: Hineach banim ubanes v'tumtum bezman shanachasem merubim hazchorim deichin oisei eitzel nekeves. In the Gemara, we find the following machlokes. As far as this, that the Mishnah says, "Niach banim ubanis v'tumtum is man shanachasim merubim, hazacharim deichin oisei eitzel nekeves." Does the Mishnah mean to say, "Deichin oisei eitzel nekeves, v'yeshik nekeves"? Or do we explain Pshat in our Mishnah, Deichin Oisei Eitzel Nekeves Ve'ein Way Afiwa Kinekeves? Abaye explains, this our Mishnah says, Deichin Oisei means to say that we are Deichin Oisei Ve'ein Way, and he does not even get Kinekeves. On the other hand, Rava explains, Deichin Oisei Ve'yeshe Kinekeves. Our Gemara goes on to explain that according to Rava, who says that Deichin Oisei means to say, Deichin Oisei Ve'yeshe Kinekeves, this that we learned in the Seif of our Mishnah. If someone says, "Mteled ishti zachar yitol mone, nekeve masayim, v'yolda zachar nekeve zachar neitol mone, nekeve masayim, yolda tumtum einei neitol kvum," and we do not say that the tumtum takes at least like a zachar, is because the Seif of our Mishnah is going according to the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says in Temura, that if someone had an animal that was a muberes, and he said, "Ma shebemeira shalzulim b'zacher oylem nekeva shomim," and the behemoth was yolda either a tumtum or an adragonus, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Ein kedusha chol aleihen," and according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who says, "Ein kedusha chol aleihen," so too Rav Shimon ben Gamliel understands in the Seif of our Mishnah, the tumtum is einai neitel kvum, and the tumtum is not even neitel kezachar. Now, as far as how to explain this, our Gemara says that according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who holds that kedusha is not chal on a tumtum, so too in the Seif of our Mishnah, a tumtum is not neitel kezachar. And according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, in the case of the Reish of our Mishnah, v'niach banim ubanis v'tumtum, bizman shanachasim merubim dalachu obi, that is a charm deichin oisei eitzel nekeves ve'ein way afil kinekeves. And this that Rava says, deichin oisei v'yeshoi, is only because Rava explains that the Reisha of our Mishnah is not going like the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. We find the tremendous machlokes between the Rashbam and Tosfos. The Rashbam explains Pshat in the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Rav Shimon ben Gamliel understands that a tumtum is a beria. As Rashbam says, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Eimer Ein Kedusha Chal Alein Deber Yehu De Einai Loi Zachar V'Loi Nekeva V'Hilka Choyachal Alein Kedusha Ashchamim V'Ila B'Meiman V'Loi Kedusha Sbechor B'Ptiras Rechem Duloi Karina Be'a Zachar Taktish. And therefore, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the halacha, the Seif of our Mishnah, is that he is Einai Neitel, since he is a Beria, and he is not even Neitel Kezachar. And so too in the Reisha of our Mishnah, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the halacha will be that the banim are deichin oisei eitzel nekeves ve'ein lo yafil kinekeves, since he is considered a beria. In the Rashbam in our Mishnah, we find that the Rashbam explains this, and according to Abaye, we explain deichin oisei to mean deichin oisei ve'ein lo, is because Abaye understands that a tumtum is a safek beria. And a tumtum is not just a safek zachar, safek nekeva, but rather a tumtum is a safek beria. And since a tumtum is a safek beria, for that reason, the halach is deichin oisei ve'ein way loy kezachar v'loy kenekeva. V'chir this, Abai argues, and Rav and Abai explains that deichin oisei means to say deichin oisei ve'ein way, is because Abai understands that the entire Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the halacha will be deichin oisei ve'ein lo. And the entire machlokes between Abaye and Rava is only a machlokes if we are to explain that the entire Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, or are we to say that only the Seif of our Mishnah is going like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? The reish of our Mishnah on the other end is not going like the shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. But now, one has to understand, as he mentioned before, the Rashbam explains this, that according to Abai, the halach is d'lichin oisei ve'inlai, is not because a tumtum is considered a vadei beria, but rather, a tumtum is only considered a safek beria. And therefore, by a tumtum, we have three tzadim what a tumtum can be. A tumtum can either be a zachar, an akeva, or a beria. And it is because of the tzad beria that Abaye says that the halach is d'lichin oisei ve'inlai. But again, a tumtum is not a vadei beria. V'chir the hechich of the Rashbam. To explain this, that according to Abaye, a tumtum is not a vadei beria, but rather a tumtum is only a safek beria, is from the lashon of our Mishnah that the Mishnah says d'lichin oisei, which is mashma only misafek. And as Rashbam explains that even according to Abaye, who says d'lichin oisei ve'inlai, this that we say d'lichin oisei ve'inlai, is because the banim have a right to be deicha oisei eitzel nekeves. Ve'einoi im nekeves kam heim yidchu eitzel zacharim. In other words, both the banim and the banis have a right to be deicha the tumtum, and the tumtum will not be neitel misafik. If we are to understand that a tumtum is a vadei beria, this that a tumtum is not neitel is not misafik, but rather he is not neitel mitam vadei. And for that reason, the Rashbam explains this that according to Abaye, Deichin oisei means to say deichin oisei ve'inlois because a tumtum is a safek beria. And therefore the zacharim can be deichin oisei eats on the keves, and then the keves can be deichin oisei by saying maybe you are a beria. If someone has to understand pshat in this, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, that ain kedusha chol alein, and the tumtum is not kadesh mitam vadei, v'chei a tumtum should be kadesh misafek, maybe it is a zachar or in a keva. It is only a safek beria. So to explain pshat in this, that the Rashbam says that a tumtum is only a safek beria, v'chir one can explain pshat in the Rashbam with one of two mahalchim. Either one can explain pshat in the Rashbam, that the Rashbam explains this, that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we will say ein kedusha chol al tumtum, is not because a tumtum is a vadei beria, but rather even though a tumtum is only a safek beria, but still the halach is ein kedusha chol al tumtum. Since we will say that a person does not have a mind to maktish something which might not be a zachar or a nekeva. And for that reason, a tumtum is not even kaddish misafik. Based on this, one can say that Abaye understands that both according to Rabbanan and according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, a tumtum is a safik beria. As is mashman our Gemara from this, our Gemara asks on the shita of Abaye, from the braisa that says tumtum yirish keben v'nizein kebas, and the Gemara asks according to Abaye, my nizein kebas. If we are to say this, Abaye says deichin oisei ve'inlai is only going according to the shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. What was the kash of our Gemara? As Tesis asks, why can our Gemara say this that we learned in the braisa tumtum yirish keben v'nizein kebas is going according to the shita of Rabbanan? As Tesis asks, so from our Gemara one clearly sees that Abaye is even going according to the Shita of Rabbanon. And Abaye understands that even according to Rabbanon, a tumtum is a safek beria. The entire machlokes between Rabbanon and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is only a machlokes if we are to say that since a tumtum is a safek beria, for that reason, a tumtum should not have any kedusha whatsoever. Rabbanon understand that even though a tumtum is a safek beria, but still, since a tumtum is also a safek zacher, safek nekeva, for that reason, kedusha is chal on a tumtum, and the kedusha is chal on a tumtum is safek. On the other end, Rav Shimon Gamliel understands that since a tumtum is a safek beria, for that reason, there is no kedusha on a tumtum at all. This that Rav argues in Abaye, and Rav explains that the reish of our Mishnah is not going like the shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the reish of our Mishnah means to say deichin oisei v'yeshei kenekeves, is because Rav understands that according to Rabbanon, a tumtum is not a safek beria, but rather a tumtum is only a safek zacher, safek nekeva, and for that reason, the halach will be deichin oisei v'yeshei kenekeves. Based on this, one can go a step further, and one can say this that Rav understands that the reish of our Mishnah is not going like the shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Even though the Sefer of our Mishnah is going like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, we do not say that so too the Reish of our Mishnah is going like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And therefore, We should explain this. Our mission says deichin oisei to mean deichin oisei ve'enoi, is because Rava argues and Abaye and Rava understands that according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, a tumtum is not a suffik beria, but rather a tumtum is a vadei beria. Had a tumtum been a suffik beria, and there is a suffik zacher suffik nekeva by a tumtum, then the halacha would have been that a tumtum is kadosh misafik. From this, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that there is no kedusha in a tumtum whatsoever. From here, one sees that a tumtum is considered a vadei beria, and since Rava understands that according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, a tumtum is considered a vadei beria, for that reason, one cannot possibly explain that the reisha of our mishnah is going like the shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Since according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, this at a tumtum is not yerish keben is not because the banim have a right to be deichin oisai, and the banim have a right to be deichin oisai misafik, but rather he is not neitel keben mitam vadai. And for that reason, Rava explains that the reisha of our mishnah has to be going like the shita of Rabbanon, and for that reason, in the reisha of our mishnah, the halach is deichin oisai v'yeshai kinekeveis. So again, according to this mahalach b'shitas harashbam, the Rashbam understands that according to the Shita of Abaye, everyone agrees that a tumtum is a suffik beria. And the entire machlokes between Rabbanon and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is a machlokes. If this, that a tumtum is a suffik beria, is that a reason that no kedusha is chal on a tumtum? Or do we say that a kedusha is chal on a tumtum is suffik? Another mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Rashbam is by saying that Abaye agrees that according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, a tumtum is not a suffik beria, but rather a tumtum is a vadei beria, and for that reason, a tumtum is not kadosh afilu misafik. This, that the Rashbam explains in our Mishnah, that according to Abaye, the halacha is deichin oisei ve'enoi, since a tumtum is a suffik beria, is only going according to the shita of Rabbanon. According to Rabbanon, a tumtum is a suffik beria. In the hechrich of the Rashbam to explain that the reisha of our mishnah and the halach of deichin oisei ve'enoi is because a tumtum is a suffik beria, and the Rashbam does not explain that a tumtum is a vadei beria, is, as we mentioned before, based on the mashmos halashna of deichin oisei, which is mashma deichin oisei misafik. And for that reason, one has to explain that a tumtum is only a suffik beria, and the reisha of our mishnah is only going like the shita of Rabbanon, and not like the shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. According to this mahalach, both Rava and Abaye agree that according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, a tumtum is a vadei beria, and for that reason, a tumtum is not even kadosh misafik. And the entire machlekes between Abaye and Rava is a machlekes according to Rabbanon. Do we say that according to Rabbanon, a tumtum is also a suffik beria? Or do we say that according to Rabbanon, a tumtum is only a suffik zacher, suffik nekeva? So again, the Rashbam explains this, that according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, a tumtum is not kaddish, is based on this, that a tumtum is considered a beria. And this, that according to Abaye, the halach is deichin oisei ve'enoi, is because a tumtum is a suffik beria. Tesis, on the other hand, argues on the Rashbam, and Tesis explains this, that according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, a tumtum is not kaddish, is because we say daitai al zachar vadei val nekeva vadois v'loi al ha-safik. When a person says im zachar oila, im nekeva shlamim, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel understands that a person is only mechaven to yimakdish if it is a vadei zachar or a vadei nekeva, and at something which is a suffik zachar, suffik nekeva. And for that reason, a tumtum is not kaddish. And the machlokes between Rabbanon and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is the machlokes of a person has a mind to be makdish something which is a suffik zachar, suffik nekeva, or a person is only makdish something which is either a vadei zachar or a vadei nekeva. Tesis goes on to explain this, that according to Abaye, the halach is deichin oisei ve'enoi, is not because a tumtum is either a vadei beria or a suffik beria, but rather this, that halach is deichin oisei ve'enoi, is because we say in daite shel adam kreva lahaknes el zachar unekeva vadei. And Tesis goes on to say that even according to Rabbanon, who argue on Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and understand that as far as Korban is concerned, the person is makdish even a suffik zachar, suffik nekeva, But as far as the halacha of our Mishnah, we will say that even according to Rabbanon, ein daitei shel adam kriva ele eitzel zachar vaday einikeva vadoes. Tosfos goes on to say that even according to Rava, this, that according to the shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the halacha will be in the reish of our Mishnah, that we will say doichin oisei ve'enoi, is also based on this, that we will say that in daitei shel adam el al zachar vaday unikeva vadoes. Just Rava argues in Abaya, and Rava understands that according to Rabbanon, we do not say in daitei el al zachar vaday val nekeva vadoes, and for that reason, in the reish of our Mishnah, according to Rabbanon, the halacha be doichin oisei v'yeshai kinekeves. Tosfos explains that even though mezonos is a tanai based in, and therefore the tanai basin should not be dependent upon daitai, but still we say the chachamim leiteknu elo lefidas haadam kidemash malishna demasnisin lekasava chayev neshehu tanai basin or kach chayev kiilu kasavla, and therefore it is dependent upon daitai shel adam. And the machoikes between Abaya and Rava is a machoikes if according to Rabbanan we will say that in our Mishnah, Daitei Shel Adam is only Al Zachar Vadei Val Nekeva Vadoes, or do we say that Daitei Shel Adam is even on a Tumtum? That is how Tosfos explains Pshat in the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Tosfos explains Pshat in the Machlokes between Abaye and Rava. For here this, that the Rashbam argues on Tosfos, and the Rashbam understands that if a Tumtum would only be a Safek Zachar Safek Nekeva, the halacha would have been that doichin oisei v'yeshai k'nekeves, we do not say in daitai el ha-zachar v'adev al nekeva v'adois, is because the Rashbam understands that since mezonos is a tanai basin, the tanai basin is not dependent upon daitai. And since the tanai basin is not dependent upon daitai, for that reason we will say that a tumtum should be neitel k'nekeva. And if we are to say doichin oisei ve'enoi, the only way to explain doichin oisei ve'enoi is by saying that there is a tzad barrier. Now as far as this, how we find that a tumtum is a safek zachar safek nekeva, v'chir one has to understand, is a safek a chesar nidia, that there is something missing in our knowledge, that we do not know if he is a zachar or a nekeva, and krapesh maigalia, it is clear if he is a zachar or a nekeva, and when he will be nikra, and we will find out if he is a zachar or a nekeva. We will say gvoi milso mafreya, that he was either a zachar or a nekeva, or are we to understand that the safek of a tumtum is a safek ba'atzim, and even after he is nikra, we will not say that it is a gvoi milso mafreya, that he is either a zachar or a nekeva, but rather only mikano alba do we say that he is either a zachar or a nekeva. In the Gemara before Nav Kof Chafav in the base we find that the Gemara brings down the following halacha: Amar Abami Tumtum Shenikra V'Nimtza Zachar Einay Neitel Pishnayim Damar Krava Hoya Haben Habachor Lesnia Ad Sheben Mishas Havoya Rav Nachim Bar Yitzchak Amar Af Einay Nidin K'ben Seir U'Mayra Damar Krav K'yiyya L'Ish Ben Seir U'Mayra Ad Sheben Mishas Havoya Amemar Amar Af Einay M'mayit Chilak B'chirish Nemar V'yold L'Ibanim Ad Sheben Mishas Leida. And the Gemara goes on to say, Rav Shizbi Omer, Af einu nimo l'shmeinu damakro isha ki sazviya v'yolda zachar v'yemashmini imo, ad shei zachar mishas leida. From this, the Gemara says that he is not considered a ben, and not considered a zachar mishas leida, even though he was nikra v'nimtza zachar. V'chaya from the Gemara one clearly sees that we do not say igroi milsa mafreya that he was a zachar mishas leida, but rather he is only considered a zachar mishas kriya ve'ilach. L'chayr from the Gemara one clearly sees that the suffix of a tumtum is not just a chesaron yediya, but rather it is a suffix be'etzem. And this suffix remains even after kriya. Even after kriya we do not say goyim osa mafreya, that he was a zachar mishas leida, but rather, even after kriya, he is only considered a zachar mikan ve'ilach from the time of kriya and onwards, and therefore he is not considered a ben or a zachar mishas leida. And so Tocheir one sees in the Rambam in Perek Beis Mehilchos Ishos Halacha Chaf Hei, as we find in the Rogat Shavar and Safnas Paneach. This how we find in Tesis that Tesis explains that according to Rishon Gamliel, Tumtum is a suffix. And still we will say Ein Kedusha Cholal Atumtum is because Ein Daite La Suffix is based on this that we mentioned before, that the suffix of a Tumtum is not just a suffix Chesar Nidia, but rather it is a suffix Be'etzem. In other words, a Tumtum is a Beria, and there is a suffix as far as the din of this Beria, which is a Tumtum. Is the din of this Beria a Zachar, or is the din of this Beria a Kinekeva? And since it is a suffix Be'etzem, for that reason we will say Ein Daitai Al HaSafik. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in the shita of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel according to this mahalach. As we mentioned before, this that a tumtum is a suffix be'etzem, and a tumtum is not just a chesar and yedia, is a chira, the shita of the Rambam in Perek Beis Milchas Ishos and Sotzo, a chira is a shita of the Rambam in Perek Gimel Mehochas Yisurim is Be'ach Halacha Gimel. But in Tesis and Yevamis Naf Pekimol Amin Aleph, and so too in Tesis and Nidan Naf Chav Ches Amin Aleph, Al-Khayro one clearly sees that a Tumtum is not a Safik Be'etzem, but rather a Tumtum is only a Chesar and Yediya. Al-Khayro, according to the Shita of Tesis, how are we to explain this? Rav Shimon Gamliel understands that we say Ein Daitai Al HaSafik, and for that reason a Tumtum is not even Kaddish Misafik. So to explain Pshat and Rav Shimon Gamliel, either one can say that Rav Shimon Gamliel understands Ein Daitai Al HaSafik, that a person's das is only on a Zachar Hayadua and on a Nekeva Hayadua, as is Meduyak in our Tesis, and the fact that the Safik is only a Chesar Nidia, that itself is enough of a reason that we will say Ein Daitai Al HaSafik, or one can say that that itself is the Machlokes between Rabbanan and Rav Shimon Gamliel. This Rav Shimon Gamliel understands a Daitai Al HaSafik is because Rav Shimon Gamliel understands that the Safik of Tumtum is a Safik Be'etzem. This the Rabbanan argue on Rav Shimon Gamliel is because Rabbanan understand that the Safik of Tumtum is a Safik Chesar and Yedia. And therefore this that Tesis Nivamis and Tesis and Nida explain that the Safik of Tumtum is only a Safik Chesar and Yedia is because Tesis Nivamis and Tesis and Nida are Asli B'Shitas Rabbanan. And according to Rabbanan, the Safik of Tumtum is only a Safik Chesar and Yedia. In the Rashbam, as he mentioned before, we find that the Rashbam understands that outside that a Tumtum is a Beria, he is not considered not like a Zachar and not like a Nekeva. And for that reason, the Rashbam goes on to say this that we learned in our Mishnah, that in Ein Shem Yerush Elohu, Hu Yerush Asakol, the Rashbam explains that even if we are to say that a Tumtum is a Beria, but still, Ein Shem Yerush Elohu Hu Yerush Asakol, either based on the drasha of Ben Einoi, I know of, or because Mishum de Karina Hakarev Elov Mimishpachte Viyara Shaisa, and a Tumtum is a Karev Elov Mimishpachte, he is the closest Karev. And for that reason, the Allah is Hu Yerush Asakol. In the Torah in Simon Reish Pei, we find that the Torah says as follows. The Torah says this, that there is a lacha of Abanim Deichin Eisei Eitzel on the Keves, the Yeshik in the Keves, and this the Pinechasim Uatim. The lacha is a Me'en Shem El Tumtum Uben Vanechasim Uatim Eitzel a Tumtum Shoyshach Halakim, Palgo Yimonav Shach Vidach Palgo Shem in the Kevahu, is only by a Tumtum and not by an Adraganus. By an Adraganus the Beria Befneats Muhu, Ima Ben Ein Laikvum. In the Beis Yosef, we find the following kasha. The Beis Yosef asks, if we are to understand that an Adraganus is a Beria b'fnei atzma, if so, what is pshat in this that the Torah says, that if one has an Adraganus together with a bas, im anachasem merubim yoyereshima, why is he yoyereshima? If b'mokim ben ein loikum b'mokim bas nami loy hayeroy liyis loikum. So to answer this kasha, we find two basic mahalchim in the Mefarshim. The Bach answers the kasha by saying as follows. This that the Torah says, that an Adraganus is a Beria b'fnei atzma, the Torah does not mean that he is a Beria b'fnei atzma, and he is not considered like his Zachar v'like in a Keva, but rather an Adraganus is a Beria b'fnei atzma, and there is a suffix as far as the status of this Beria. Is this Beria Dinei k'zachar or Dinei k'nekeva? And even though there is a suffix of Dinei k'zachar or Dinei k'nekeva, But still, nadriginess will not be nizen kebas. Only an actual nekeva has a din of mezainis. Someone who is a barrier, who just has a din like an nekeva, does not have a din of mezainis. And since this barrier is dinei kezachar or dinei kenekeva, for that reason, an nadriginess will inherit together with a bas, and will not say that an nadriginess cannot inherit together with a bas, since an nadriginess is only a barrier. But rather, we will say that since an androgynous, even though he is a beria, but he is either dinei kezachar oy kenekeva, for that reason, an androgynous is not worse than an akeva, and he will inherit together with the bas. This that the Bach explains, that even though an androgynous is either dinei kezachar or dinei kenekeva, but still an androgynous will not be nizen kebas, is only by an androgynous who is considered a beria, who happens to have a tzad of dinei kenekeva. But as far as a tumtum is concerned, that a tumtum is a regular safek zacher safek nekeva, for that reason a tumtum is nizen kebas. That is how the Bach answers the kasha of the Beis Yosef in the Darkei Moshe, and the Prishe find another mahalach as far as how to answer the kasha of the Beis Yosef. The Darkei Moshe and the Prishe both say that even though an androgynous is dinei keberia, but a beria itself is not worse than a bas. As the preacher says, Mali bas, mali androgynous, regam kein zarayu, ulahachi yerish ima b'shove. That is how the Darkei Moshe and the preacher answer the kasha of the Beis Yosef. So again, from the Mahalach of the Bach, as far as how to answer the kasha of the Beis Yosef, one sees that the Bach understands that even though, according to the Shita of the Torah, androgynous is a beria, but still, an androgynous is a safek zacher safek nekeva. And there is a safek about the status of the beria of an androgynous, if it is dinei kezacher or dinei kenekeva. But that safek is different than the safek of a tumtum, since by a tumtum the safek is a chsarin yediyah, if a tumtum is an actual zacher or the tumtum is an actual nekeva, which is a shita of Tesis Nivamis and Tesis and Nida that we mentioned before. Now, let us go back to the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, again, we learned in Yechbanim Abanis with Tumtum and Zman Shanachasim Rubim Ascharim Deichin Oisai Eitzel Nekeveis. This we do not say Achleiku. And since a Tumtum is a Safek Zachar, for that reason we should say that on the Chelek that might belong to the Tumtum should be Chelek that Chelek with the other Achim, just like any other Safek Imamin, is based on this that we say Ein Safek Maitzi Mide Vadai. Since the other Banim are Yarishim Vadoim, and the Tumtum is only a Yerish Misafek, for that reason we will apply the Halacha Ein Safek Maitzi Mide Vadai, and the Banim can be Doichin Oisai Eitzel Nekeveis. Similar to this, we find in the Gemara Yivamas and Nafam Chesem and Aleph, by a Safek Vyabam, Shabal Lachlek the Halacha is that the Yabam can be deiched the Safek based on the rule of Ein Safek Maitzi Midei Vadai. In the Torah and Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Pei we find the following halacha. By a tumtum ubanes menechasim merubim, the halacha is that the tumtum is neitel shoysha chalakim and the bas is neitel revius. In other words, halacha is yachleiku on the other half, and for that reason the bas is neitel revius. As we find the Kiveger asks, why don't we apply the halacha in Safek Maitzi Midei Vadai? The Tumtum is a Vadai Yerish. On the other hand, the Banes are only a Safek. Alatzad, that the Tumtum is Dinei Kezacher, the Banes are not Yerishes at all. And therefore we should apply the rule of in Safek Maitzi Midei Vadai. And the Banes should not take more than they need for their Panasa. And they should not take half of whatever we have a Safek on. So to explain Pshat in the Shita of the Torah and Shulchan Aruch who say that in such a case we do not apply the rule of Ein Safek Maitzi Midei Vadai, Ocher one has to say as follows, that the rule of Ein Safek Maitzi Midei Vadai is not because we say that since he is a Vadai Yerish, for that reason he has a din b'chol anachasim, and he is considered a muchzik b'chol anachasim, but rather the halacha of Ein Safek Maitzi Midei Vadai is halacha that since one is a Vadai and the other one is a Safek, we do not take into account a Safek b'makom Vadai, and we consider as if there is no Safek. And since the halacha in Safek Maitzi Midei Vadai is halacha that we do not take into account the Safek, For that reason, even if we have someone who has a Vaday Din Yerusha, but if his Vaday Din Yerusha is itself Misafik, and his Vaday Din Yerusha is itself based on two Tzadim, and according to one of the Tzadim that he has it in Tiyarshin, that Tzad itself will allow other people to inherit, we are no longer able to ignore the Tzad Safik. And since we are no longer able to ignore the Tzad Safik, the Halacha will be a Chayk like any other Safik Imamin. And for that reason, in the case of the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, that we have a Tum Tum Ubas, and the Tzad Vade Yerusha of Tum Tum is based on two Tzadim, either he is a Ben, and even if he is not a Ben, he still has a Din Yerusha Mitzad Bas. This, that he has a Din Yerusha Mitzad Bas, will allow the other Bas to inherit as well. And therefore we cannot ignore the Tzad Yerusha of the other Bas, and for that reason we will say Yachweiku, and the other Bas will take a Revius. That is a Chayr Pshat in the Sheet of the Tor and the Shulchan Aruch. Now let us go on to the next Sugya. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara brings down the following Machlokes as far as how to explain Pshat in this, that the Pasuk says Vashem, Beirach es Avraham Bakol. Rabbi Meir Omer Shoy Hoye Leibas. Rabbi Yehuda on the other end argues. Rabbi Yehuda explains, Vashem Beirach es Avraham Bakol to mean Shahoyse Leibas. Uvakol Shema. In Tesis we find that Tesis asks the following Kasha. Tesis asks, according to the Mandamer who explains, this that the Pasuk says Vashem Beirach es Avraham Bakol to mean that Avraham Avinu had a Bas. If so, v'lama lo yisio l'yitzchak amandamar perek avramisais d'benoyach moter b'achayisai. In the Mishnah Malach in Parshas Drachim Joshalaf, we find that the Mishnah Malach asks the following Tmiya on Tesis. What is Pshat in this that Tesis asks? The why didn't Avram Avinu marry that Bas to Yitzchak according to the Mandamar, it's an Ejin who holds b'benoyach is moter b'achayisai, v'chayir the others from Mekayim kola terukua ad shoy nitna. And therefore, even though Ben Noach is Mutter Bachesai, but still the others from Mekayim Kola Terukua, for that reason Yitzchak cannot marry Achesai. That is the Kasha that the Mishnah Malach asks on our Tesis. So too we find a similar Kasha in the Maral in Gor Aryeh. In the Mizrahi in Parshas Vayigash, we find that the Mizrahi asks the following Kasha. Rashi, in Kapitel Memvav Pasuk Yod, explains that Shimon married Dina. The Mizrahi asks, what was Shimon's heter to marry Dina? V'chir Dina was a chise me'av u'me'im. The Mizrahi answers the Kasha by saying that the Manda Omar, who says that Shimon married a chise, understands that Ben Noach is mutter b'chise, and Ben Noach is even mutter b'chise min'o'im. The Maral in Gor Aryeh asks, even if we are to say that Ben Noach is Mutter Ba'chesai, but still the others from Mekayim Kol HaTerokua. And therefore again one has to understand what was the heter of Shimon to marry Achesai. One of the Mahalchim with which the Maral answers his Kasha and explains the heter of Shimon to marry Dina is by saying this, that the others from Mekayim Kol HaTerah Achoy Nitna is only as far as Mitzvah Saseh. But as far as mitzvahs lois hasei are concerned, the others were not mekayim kol haTorah ad shoy nitna. And for that reason, Yaakov was allowed to marry shtei achoyis, and so too Shimon was allowed to marry Dina, even though Dina was achoyis min ha'av u'min ha'im. And so too one can say b'shitas ha'tesis, that for that reason Tesis understands that if a ben noach is mutter b'achoyis, so too Yitzchak should have been allowed to marry the bas of Avram, who was achoyis. That is one mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Tesis and answer the Kasha of the Parashas Drachim. Another mahalach with which one can answer the Kasha of the Parashas Drachim and the Kasha of the Maral is by saying the following Yisaid. That as far as the Isra Achayse, which is Ne'amar by Yisrael, the Sheiras and Kurva of a Goy are not considered Sheiras or Kurva. That level of Kurva is not enough to be included in the Isser HaNe'amar B'Yisrael. And therefore, even though the Avos are Mekayim Kol HaTorah Achoy Nitna, but still as far as Dinei Torah are concerned, the Isser Arayas HaNe'amar B'Yisrael does not refer to such a type of Korva. And therefore, if a Ben Noach is Mutter B'Achesai, so too Yitzchak would have been allowed to marry Achesai, and for that reason Shimon had a heter to marry Dina. Based on this, we find in the Sefer Matas HaMelech in Parashas Vayigash that the Matas HaMelech says the following chiddush. This that we find, that there is a loch of Gerish Niskayer Kekotan Shenu Adami. This that we say Gerish Niskayer Kekotan Shenu Adami is not because we consider that a Gerish Niskayer is like a Beria Chadasha, but rather this that we say Gerish Niskayer Kekotan Shenu Adami is because the Kurva of Sheiros that Bnei Noach have is not considered Korva Sheiros as far as Dine Yisrael. And therefore, as far as Dine Yisrael, he no longer has any Krovim. As the Masas HaMelech says, Avok Shneskayo Me'ata Yotza Mechal Dine Ben Noach V'nichnas Adine Yisrael Ein HaKrovim HaLolu Shenemru V'nei Noach HaShuvim Krovim Magabei V'zeu Shomru Kekotan Shenei Ladami D'Bedine Yisrael Ein HaKrovim Kval. With this, the Masas HaMelech goes on to explain this that we find, that a ger is aser barayish and nesru mikaidim, in order, shal yemru bana miktusha chamur laktusha kala, is only because this, that he is no longer aser, and those arayis mi ikar adin, is because that korva is no longer considered a korva bedine Yisrael, and therefore, we are chayshish shal yemru bana miktusha chamur laktusha kala, that ba'ode benayach, that korva was considered a korva. On the other hand, once he was an Iskayer and he became a Ben Yisrael, that korva is no longer considered a korva. On the other hand, if we are to understand Gerish Niskayer Kekotan Shnei Adami to mean that he is considered a Beria Chadasha, there will not be a chshash hoyemu banu mektusha chamur lektusha kala, since there is no kula in his present inim, but rather he is considered a Beria Chadasha. That is the second mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Tosfos to answer the kasha of the Mishnah Malach and to answer the kasha of the Maharal. A third mahalach, as far as how to explain Pshat in our Tosfos, is by saying as we find in the Mefarshim, based on the Rosh in Ksubas and Perek Aleph Siman Yud Beis, that the Rosh explains in Nusach of Berkas Eirusin, that we say Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Alidei Chopa V'Kiddushin. The Rosh explains Bracha Zuniskana Lasishvacha Kadesh Baruch Hu Shekachonu B'Mitzvayisav V'Vdilonu Me'Amim V'Tzivonu Akadesh Isha Muteresonu V'Loi Echa Me'Harayis. Based on this, what we find in the Rosh, that the Mekadesh Amo Yisrael is through this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzavah Asa Kadesh Isha Muteresonu V'Echa Me'Harayis. One can say that the Yisuri Arayis HaNemru B'Yisrael's dependence upon Kedushas Yisrael. And therefore, even though the Ovis were Mekayim Ko'atero Kula Achoy Nitna, that is only as far as the Neteiro which are not dependent upon Kedushas Yisrael, as far as the Neteiro which are dependent upon Kedushas Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael's dependence upon Matan Torah. And for that reason, Yisuri Arayis, which are dependent upon Kedushas Yisrael, were not noig before Matan Torah. And for that reason, Tosfos understands that if a Ben Noach is mutter b'achosei, so too Yitzchak would have been allowed to marry achosei. And for that reason, one can explain that Yaakov was allowed to marry two achoyes, and for that reason, Shimon had a heter to marry Dina. That is the third mahalach with which one can explain Pshat Maratesis and answer the kasha of the Mishnah Melech. Tosfos answers his kasha by saying, V'yeshoimar deshema ktana hoysa v'yotza adayin v'asiyo yitzchak, inami mehogar hoysa, v'loi misaro okach v'yotza v'asiyo yitzchak. In this Sefer Maral Diskin Alatero, we find the Rishulev answers Tosfos' kasha with another mahalach. And Rabbi Shulayb says the following chiddush. Rabbi Shulayb says when the pasuk says that Avram came with spade with sorev with kaisa, and the pasuk says with kaisa, with a small kaf, the pasuk means to say that at the time of misa sorah, at that point of time was a misa of the bas of sorah as well, and therefore based on the chiddush of Rabbi Shulayb, at the point of time that Avram came to find a wife for Yitzchak, he no longer had a bas. The bas from Sora was already nifter, and for that reason he cannot be Mesiyah with Yitzchak. Ramesh on the other hand, the Negros Moshe Rechaim Chelek Dalet Tzimimem Yisvav argues on Rabbi Shulayb. And Ramesh says that the Chiddush of Rabbi Shulayb is a Chaya, a Dover Shi'ev Shalayimri. As Ramesh proves, that the pasuk from which we learn that Avram had a bas is a pasuk of Hashem Berach es Avram Bakol. And the pasuk of Hashem Berach es Avram Bakol was said after Misa Sarah. So how can it possibly be that the bas of Sarah was already Niftara? And so to hear one clearly sees in our Tesis that the bas was alive even after the Misa of Sarah. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara brings down there a mayor argues in Rabbi Yehuda, and a mayor explains this, how the pasuk says, V'Hashem Berach es Avram Bakol, a mayor explains that the bracha was Shoy Hoyo Loi Bas. The Ramban explains this, that according to a mayor, there was a bracha Shoy Hoyo Loi Bas, is because Oy Yochel Asiya Rakov Neknan Harurim, Vim Yishal Chenel Aretzai, Gam Kein Ta Loi Chama Vloi Dezara Kamoisam Ki Isha Breshos Baila. And that's why, according to Rameh, was a bracha shayahoya loy bas. Like some Sefer in Teres Moshe goes on to explain, based on Tesis, that lo'ilam shnehem emes, that there was a bracha shayahoya loy bas misara, and there was a bracha shayahoya loy bas mehagar. Based on the Ramban, we find that the Machtes HaShekel explains pshat in the kasha of Tesis as follows. This that Tesis asks, Vim temer lama lo'isiyo yitzchak l'manda omar, that Benoyach is Mutter Ba'achesai, is because according to the Mandamer that Benoyach is Mutter Ba'achesai, one cannot explain Pshat in the Pasuk of Hashem Berach es Avram Bakol like the Sheet of Rameir, that the Bracha was Shohayoi Bas, since according to that Mandamer, she would have been allowed to be married to Yitzchak, and therefore not having a Bas is not a Bracha. And according to that Mandamer, one has to explain Hashem Berach es Avram Bakol like the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that Avram Avinu had a bas, and for that reason, Tesis asks, according to that man d'Amar, Lama lo yisiyo Yitzchak. That is how the Machtes HaShekel explains Pshat in the Kasha of Tesis, according to the Ramban. Based on the Ramban, one can explain Pshat in Rabbi Shua Leib as follows. This the Rabbi Shua Leib explains that the bas of Avram was Niftra b'Misa Sora, and still the pasuk refers to the bas as Vashem Berach es Avram Bakol, is because that itself was part of the bracha. Part of the bracha was this, that Avram Avinu had a bas, and the bas was not Yitzei L'Tarbos Ra, and that itself was part of the bracha of Hashem Berach es Avram Bakol. That is Zuchira, how one can explain Pshat in the Chiddush of Rabbi Shua Leib. Now let us go on to the next sugya. In our Mishnah we learned the following halacha, Imrim Teled Ishti Zachar Yitomone, Yolda Zachar Yitomone, Nekeva Masayim Yolda Nekeva Neitelas Masayim, Im Zachar Mone, Im Nekeva Masayim, Vyolda Zachar Nekeva, Zachar Neitomone Nekeva Neitelas Masayim. Now as far as the case of our Mishnah, of Imrim Teled Ishti Zachar, and the other cases that are mentioned in the Seifa of our Mishnah, we find two Mahalchim in the Rashbam. The first Mahalchim in the Rashbam is this, that we are referring to a case that he was being Mechalik Nechasav, U'mitzvah L'kayim Divrei Hameis. The Rashbam goes on to bring another Mahalich, that he nami bari v'zikolai ali de'acher. In Tesis we find the third Mahalich as far as how to explain how he was Mezakeh, a mono or masayim. Tesis explains that our Mishnah is referring to a shchemira, and by a shchemira there is a loch of divrei shchemira keksuvin ukemisurin damya. So again, we have three mahalchim as far as how to explain the case of our Mishnah. The first mahalch of the Rashbam is this, that a loch of our Mishnah is based on mitzvah kaim divrei ameis. The second mahalch of the Rashbam is this, that he is mezake loy ali de'acher. In Tesis, we find that Tesis explains that our Mishnah is referring to a Shchemira, and by Shchemira there is a loch of divrei Shchemira keksuvin ukemisurin damya. Now, here one has to understand, according to the first Mahalach of the Rashbam, that the din of our Mishnah is based on mitzvah kaim divrei ameis. If so, what is pshat in this? That we find in our Gemara that our Gemara proves from our Mishnah that a mezake l'uber kona. Even if we are to say that a mezakeh l'uber is not kaina, and an uber cannot be kaina, but still there should be a loch of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. So from our Rashbam, Rabbi Chanan proves that a loch of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis is a kinyan. And since mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis is a kinyan, for that reason our Gemara proves that a mezakeh l'uber kana. If mezakeh l'uber will not be kana, then based on mitzvah kayim divrei hameis, an uber will not be able to be kaina. But now a clear one has to understand, even if we are to say the mitzvah kaim d'rei meis is not just a mitzvah, but rather it is a kinyan. But still the one who is zeicha is zeicha memela. He does not have to do a meis in order to be zeicha in whatever the meis had to give to him. And therefore, just like we find in our Gemara, the Yerusha Abba Amela Shaini, and even if we are to say that a mezaka u'ober is not kaina, but still an u'ober can be Yerush, since Yerusha is a davar de Amela, so too we should say the mitzvah kaim divrei ha-meis. Since he is zeicha memela, for that reason, even an u'ober should have the ability to be zeicha. This that we find, that Tosfos explains that even though we are referring to a Shchemiah, but still our Gemara proves that a mezaka u'ober is kana, is because divrei shchivmiya keksuvin kemesurin only works b'midi de'isa b'bari. And therefore, if we are to say that a mezaka u'ober is not kaina, divrei shchivmiya will not work for an uber as well. But as far as mitzvah kaim divrei ha-meis, we should apply this, our Gemara says, Yerusha ba me'la shayni. So from the Rashbam one sees, as we find in the Mefarshim, that there is a difference between the zechia of mitzvah kaim divrei ha-meis and the zechiah of Yerusha Abba Me'la. As far as Yerusha Abba Me'la, not only does a Yerush not have to do a Maisa in order to be zeicha, but there is no zechiah whatsoever, but rather he becomes a Baila Me'la. And since there is no zechiah, for that reason, even though an Uber is a Labar zechiah and a Mezaka will Uber Laikona, but the Yerusha Abba Me'la shiny, since Uber does not have to be zeicha. On the other hand, as far as mitzvah kaim divrei ha-meis, even if we are to say the mitzvah kaim divrei ha-meis is a kinyan, but there is a zechiah taking place, and therefore, if we are to say the mezaka u'ober la'ikona, so too an u'ober will not be included in the zechiah of mitzvah kaim divrei ha-meis. In the Rambam, we find that the Rambam shita is that an u'ober cannot be yerush, and we do not say Yerusha Abba Me'la Shaini. And still the Rambam says that if someone was mezaka to an uber which is benoi, we will say daite shal adam kriva eitzah benoi, and therefore the zechiah will work. Which is based on this, what we find in the Gemara of Kuf Membeis Membeis, the Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yechanan says a mezaka will uber leikana. Vim toimer mishnasenu hayo v'daite shal adam kriva eitzah benoi. In the Ravid, we find that the Ravid asks, if we are to say that an uber cannot be Yerush, how will daite shal adam kriva eitzah benoi help? So to explain pshat in the Rambam, we find a number of mahalchim, which we will speak about Bezos Hashem in our shir and Kuf Mem Beis. One of the mahalchim that we find in the Mefarshim is to say that even though an uber cannot be yerush, this that an uber cannot be yerush is because Yerusha is also a zechia, and even though it does not need a ma'aseh kinyan, but still the yerush is being zeicha. And therefore, an uber who is a la bar zechia cannot be yerush. On the other hand, as far as das acheres makna is concerned, as long as one has a complete gemiras das, there is no zechia taking place, but rather it is the mezaka who is putting the chifetz bereshus, the one who he is being mezaka the chifetz to. And therefore, even though an uber is la bar zechia, but still, with the gemiras das of das acheres makna, an uber can own a chefetz. That is one of the mahalchim that we find in the Mefarshim as far as how to explain the shita of the Rambam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.